$270 million is a lot of money. Like, a lot. Let's put it into perspective. $270 million could buy you almost three of Donald Trump's private Boeing 757s. $270 million is NBA star LeBron James's estimated net worth. $270 million is the amount Colorado cannabis dispensaries made in just the first 3 months of sales in 2016. $270 million is also the amount of money West Virginia lawmakers need to find in new revenues, one-time monies, or budget cuts to balance the state's 2017 budget. And they need to find it by June 30th. Under the Senate's plan to close that gap, state agencies would see a 2% across-the-board cut, in addition to the 4% Governor Tomlin has already proposed. The upper chamber also cuts the budget of constitutional officers, the auditor, treasurer, attorney general, and others, by 10%, totaling 14% for 2017. The Senate budget relies on an estimated $78 million from a proposed tobacco tax increase and sweeps around $140 million from the Rainy Day Fund. Mike Hall is the chairman of the Senate's Finance Committee.
Actually, this budget reflects a $122 million baseline budget cut from last year's budget. We have to give credit or recognize that this budget started off with an $86 million baseline budget cut to state government.
Even with all of those cuts, Hall says, the Senate budget avoids shrinking vital areas of service like public education, state police, senior services, and higher education, just to name a few. The House's version of the budget is a little different. That chamber will vote to approve an amended version of the Senate's tobacco tax bill today, a version that exempts e-cigarette liquids from a new tax, so it only brings in $76 million in new revenues. In the chamber's version of the bill presented Monday evening, the House relies on $65 million in additional cuts, $47 million in sweeps of agency accounts, $24 million in one-time revenues, and $61 million from the Rainy Day Fund, along with that new revenue to balance the 2017 budget. The $24 million of one-time monies comes from two bills that have been approved in the House Finance Committee but are not on Governor Tomlin's special session call. One takes $10 million from the West Virginia Infrastructure Fund, and the second takes about $14 million from the Greyhound Breeders Fund. Eric Nelson is the House Finance Committee chair.
A letter has been sent, was sent to the Speaker and the President and the Governor. So the expectation is that he will put those on the call.
Both chambers have taken a new approach to writing their budgets this year, though. Instead of dictating line by line how much state agencies have to spend on facilities, personnel, expenses, and programs, both chambers have decided to lump all of those lines into one fund for smaller agencies with few accounts, designating their appropriations as, quote, unclassified. Chairman Hall.
So rather than us determining something that they would say, gosh, we'd rather you cut this than that, we're basically saying in this emergency situation, which is the only way you can frame this, that we would do what we probably would not necessarily like to do, would be give an agency head control over the money.
Decision concerned Senator John Unger, a Democrat from Berkeley County.
Such a move to go in unclassified categories is actually giving up our responsibility as a legislative branch to really truly examine the budget and to know where that money is going to be appropriated.
Unger says voters expect lawmakers to know exactly what's in the budget and exactly what they are voting for. This method prevents him from doing that. Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler had different concerns, though. He says relying so heavily on one-time monies in both chambers means lawmakers will only face more difficult budget deficits in the future. Kessler also maintains Governor Tomlin will not sign a budget that pulls more than $100 million from the Rainy Day Fund.
I'm not so sure the ink will be dry before the governor vetoes it downstairs. So I'm gravely concerned whether this is a solution or if it's just a temporary opportunity for us to look like we're doing something. But realistically, unless you've had some discussions with the governor that some of us others have not, I'm not confident that this will fly his and survive his veto pen.
Both finance committees approved their versions of the budget with almost no proposed changes from committee members. The Senate read their bill a first time Monday, putting it on track for a final vote Wednesday. House members will put their version to a vote Thursday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.